Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today we would like to start our series entitled, I Must Be About My Father's Business. Our scripture reference will come from Luke chapter 2, verse 40 to 52. And for the sake of time, we'll zero in on verse 49, and it reads as follow. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my Father's business? This is the response that Jesus gives to Mary when she is looking for him from being missing for about 3 days, and they find him in the temple sitting amongst the doctors or the teachers of the word during that day, asking them questions and also answering them questions. But let me set up a little bit of background here. Basically, this whole passage is talking about Jesus and his family at the Feast of Passover. This is a holiday that was celebrated by the Jews. Basically, it marks the God delivering the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt. So the Jews do this every year. And here we see Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and a company of his relatives and friends are traveling up to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of the Passover. Well, the Feast of the Passover is winding down, and it's time for people to start going back to where they came from. So we see Jesus Christ was left behind. Mary, Joseph, and the other company went ahead a day's journey without Jesus. And then Mary looks for Jesus and say, where is he? And as he looks among the company of people, he was nowhere to be found. So they had to turn back around and head back to Jerusalem. And they spend 2 more days looking for Jesus. And on the third day, Mary found him, and he's in the temple sitting amongst the doctors. Now, this had to be some sight to see that this 12-year-old child was understanding and answering questions of the doctors, the ones who have been taught and very experienced in the word. But here is Jesus explaining to them and asking them questions, no doubt, that made them think about what they were teaching. But this is such an important account, because this is the only time that the Bible speaks of Jesus Christ as a child outside of a manger. You know, it's commonly known that it's the silent years. We hear that Jesus Christ was born, and then some 30 years later, when he starts his public ministry, he appears. But this one account in Luke is so important that God allowed the writers to write about it. And the 12-year-old is very important, because this is just at the age of accountability. If you know anything about Jewish custom, at the age of 13, they have something what they call a bar mitzvah, which celebrates the manhood of a son turning over to become a man. So at 12 years old, we see that Jesus Christ is still under the authority of his parents, but he's left behind, and he's in this temple, and he's learning the word of God. Isn't that amazing? Our kids at that age should be learning the word of God. So what we're going to talk about next time is, what must I do to be about my Father's business? So tune in next time, and we'll continue this series.